system. Thousands of farmers flocked to the Field Days, first day today, the Southern Hemisphere's largest agricultural event. The event was cancelled because of COVID last year, and so expectations are high for more than 1,000 exhibitors who are back to put their wares on display. Among them are vehicle dealers selling the traditional farm vehicles, the ute, making hay while the sun shines before the government's EV policy comes into force. Amy Williams filed this report from Field Days.
That's the sound of a brand new ute being sold at Field Days. It was sold to Thames farmer and businessman Peter Fullerton-Smith.
For us, we know that we're going to turn this vehicle over pretty quickly anyway, because we do high K's. So in 3 or 4 years' time, it'll be time to buy a new vehicle again. And so by then, maybe the EV market for utes is improved or not, I don't know.
Field Days is big business for the agriculture community. The last time the event was held at Mystery Creek near Kirikiriroa, Hamilton, it generated $500 million in sales for New Zealand businesses. Some of the big ticket items are utes, and with the recent policy announcement, farmers are expecting to pay fees when they buy new fossil fuel vehicles for their farms. Dairy Flat farmer Dave Taylor says there are no electric vehicles that can take the load he needs to tow, including a pack of farm dogs.
We're always towing trailers, portable yards, horse floats, other vehicles, quads, dogs, dog boxes, crates, hay, all sorts.
Richard Wason travelled to Field Days from Tiano and bought a new ute that is due to arrive in August. He says electric vehicles are not up to spec for his needs.
The fact is, this Volkswagen I'm looking at now goes up $6,000 in January. It goes up just to pay for a battery car, which we'll not be able to use because we're too far away from any city. So the battery car is no good to us.
From July this year, people buying new electric vehicles could get a rebate from the government. The scheme will be funded through levies on new high emissions vehicles from next year. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern visited Field Days today. She says there are alternative vehicles that won't attract fees that manufacturers are promoting as being in the pipeline.
None of this applies to existing vehicles in country. Those in the second-hand market, those already here, it's only new and new imports, so there are options available to avoid the fees regime.
So exactly when will electric vehicles suitable for heavy-duty farm work arrive in the country? General Motors spokesperson Ed Finn says it's too early to speculate.
Unfortunately, the vehicles we have in our portfolio at the moment don't qualify for any rebates, so people have just sort of been accepting of the fact that they won't qualify for rebates.
Isuzu spokesperson Kimberly Waters says there's nothing in the pipeline just yet.
From an Isuzu Utes perspective, as far as where there's nothing in the pipeline, obviously in terms of what we're aware of here in New Zealand. I guess we just sort of continue to watch the space.
She says there has been a spike in interest in Hyundai's electric vehicles online, but not sales. People are biding their time for the July rebate. Farmer Dave Taylor says the fee is unfair given there are unlikely to be electric utes available before it kicks in. He said he would consider buying an electric or hybrid ute.
Yeah, as long as they had the power and could do the job and at a reasonable price too. They can compare with what we've got now. But at this stage there's nothing.
For now, it's a waiting game.